Hi, I'm Ichigo, and this is a special episode of Anime Pulse. On March 24th, we were lucky enough to attend a lecture by Mitsuhisa Ishikawa, who is the president of Production IG at the University of Colorado Boulder. We took a recording of the entire lecture, as well as transcribed the majority of it, except for some aside comments and whatnot. So we now present this here for your listening pleasure. We hope you enjoy it, and let us know if you like it, and if you want us to keep doing this sort of thing in the future. All right, enjoy.
At this point, I'd like to go ahead and introduce Ishikawa Mitsuhisa, president of Production IG, and we also have David Wheeler, who will be interpreting for us today.
I hope you can all see fine. Do you mind if we sit down?
No.
Then it's my pleasure. No. It's my pleasure to introduce to you Mr. Mitsuhisa Ishikawa and take advantage of the moment to make a suggestion. We just saw IG Grand Prix, the first of a 13-show series that was run starting last November. And all of you that watch the Cartoon Network at 10 p.m. on Saturday nights have seen it, right? Oh. Well, for those of you that have missed it.
Ni hao.
Yes.
I can write that in kanji.
I'll write that.
Try this. Anyway, as I was saying, started in November of 2005, and you saw what was the inaugural show in the series. The next series, starts in May, and we'll run another at the June. 13 episode series. So, although you may learn more about it soon, you can certainly look forward to May when the next series starts. 10 o'clock Saturday nights on the Cartoon Channel. Just tell your kids or tell your little siblings that there's something you gotta watch. The thing I wanted to suggest to you was that having just seen it, if you have any questions about this in particular or things addressing the process of creating anime in particular right now, anything germane to what you just saw would be good. Any questions?
Start right off.
Where did he get his ideas? Idea. Mach 555 speed racer to roller game.
First, by way of explanation, not in general, but ideas about this Immortal Grand Prix, the name of the show. But the ideas for that comes from a show called Maha Go Go Go. May not ring a bell, that's what it was called in Japan. In English, it was called Speed Racer. And may ring a bell was, there we go, lots of head nodders now. That was the inspiration for this idea of a futuristic competitive race based on like the similar idea to Formula One, Formula Racing, but taken into a futuristic level. Mm-hmm. So what are you thinking, I thought?
Yeah, same.
Having spoken together last night, I've gotten pretty comfortable with what Mr. Ishikawa might say, but if I keep talking, you'll never hear what he might want to say that I don't know yet. So please ask questions.
The city design in that was very interesting. Could you give us a little background on how you came up with that?
Why
you decided to do it that way?
バックグラウンドを描いた人間というのはメカニックデザインを描いた人間と一緒に人間が描いてるんですね。同じ人間。だから今回のやつはですね、そのバックグラウンドが結構その 3D で作ってたり、メカニックデザイナーとバックグラウンドを描いてる人間がすごく同じ人間が描いてる、そのデザインセンスが必要だっていうことで、そういう面ではそのバックグラウンドをすごくクオリティを上げたのと、デザインを上げたのと、でそれもう一つ 3D で作ってるってことなんですね。
Interestingly, this for the first time, we had the animators and designers of both the background and all the mechanics themselves were the same people. And so we weren't compromising the background because it was the background, but we put a lot of time into it. Interesting, you noticed. And we decided that in order to create this futuristic scene, we wanted something that would have a quality that would pass for where we are. So having done that, not only the foreground, but also the background is done in 3D.
So the MechaDeckDown 3D を作ったミノセンスとゴーストインザシテルのそのレイアウト、レイアウトとあとメカデザインも担当しているのは同じミノセンス。
And some of you may have seen Ghost in the Cell and the second Ghost in the Cell called Innocence. The creators of those, both the mechanic design and the layout for those, were the same people. So this is a continuous process going on for for about 10 years.
This is kind of relates to the last question. What does he feel, kind of 3D versus 2D, kind of, or the integration of the two, like just the opinion on it?
その組み合わせについてとか、ご自分の考え。
やっぱりキャラクターに関しては 2D でやった方が日本のそのアニメーターの表情を描く技術がすごい長けてるので
As you may know, the tradition in Japan of writing manga and even historically, going back centuries, the tradition of writing comic figures and then everything from woodblock printing right up to the future to the present manga through the middle of the 20th century all has a tradition, a two-dimensional tradition
3D に関してはやっぱメカニックデザインでやった方が、まあ、アニメーターの方はすごい大変なんですねすごいメカとロボットが大変なんでそれ逆に 3D で作った方が今は、技術的にも、作りやすくなってきた
So while we would like to be able to do everything on the characters themselves, the personal characters in two-dimensional drawing, when you get to the using these mechanical designs like these futuristic racing machines, to do that with just the two dimensions and hand drawing it is a nightmare. So we do a lot of that digitally using three dimensions. It's sort of a compromise.
Use a, like a third party program, like some kind of rendering program to do these three dimensional drawings.
I'm sorry, once more?
Can you use like a 3D rendering program to draw these machines? And so what programs do you guys use to do the 3D aspect?
3D を作るときにソフトを使って、特別なソフトを使っての。
あのね、ソフト自体は、その、マヤとかね、3D、まあ、マックス、マックスとか、あと、まあ、スタンダードいろいろソフトを作ってるのに、一番大事なのは、その、アニメーターが、その、ワンフレームずつ動きをこう、作ってるんですね。で、カメラの、なんていうかな、広角っていうかね、広角とかそのレンズに合わせて歪んだレンズとかいうのをこう普通コンピューターでいうコンピューター上のこの動きだとそのこのもう標準的なっていうスタンダードの動きになってつまらないんですねこのメカニックに関してはアニメーターの動きをデフォルメさせてそのコンピューター上じゃ描けないアングルをアニメーターが描きながら 3D で動かすんですねそれがアニメーターソフトっていうんですかねそれを IG では編み出したというかそれが一番今回の売りなんです
Oh, well, stop me if I make a mistake. it's an interesting process, and we use a variety of 3D software programs, but what we use is basically something that IG itself has devised that sort of is a combination and a compromise between 3D software and physical human animators. The problem with 3D software is that once you go into a digital mode, you can't get a human flex, for example, the way a cameraman would follow something physically and the way that image could be drawn physically by an animator. So what you have to do is take, say, the mechanics moving across these racing machines, moving across the screen, digitally create that, and then have input by a physical human animator to make that digital form look more natural to a human viewer's eye. And that's something that IG has worked to develop themselves, Production IG. It's sort of a thing that they have in-house. Does that answer your question? Would you want specific names of the software they're using for?
Yeah.
3D ソフトだけに使う特殊なものがなければ大体一般的なものを使うのは何？
一番昔はライトウェーブっていうのが
ライトウェーブ
があったんです。それでもそれはもう最近は使わないですね。昔は安かったから使ったんですけど、今マヤっていうのが主流になる。
Formerly, we were using a software called Lightwave, and it was a pretty economical software, and so we used it for quite a while, but now it just doesn't do quite enough, so we use a new software called Maya.
Any questions? Yeah. So, one more thing I want to say is that the person who draws the computer 動きをその鉛筆からマウスに変える時代になってたんですね。普通の今の一般の学生は絵は描けないけど、コンピューター上で絵を描ける技術から入っていったんですね。そうすると進歩からいったら、やっぱりそのテクノロジーっていうよりも技術のことをいくら知っても、絵の上手い人間っていうのは絵の上手さが出ちゃうからね、腰が止まっちゃうんですよ。で、絵の最初コンピューター知らなくても、絵が上手い人間はそのコンピューターの使い方を後から知ってでも、数学の技術が出るようになる。これが大切だということを言いたい。
An interesting aspect of this process is, and this is sort of the, when you're compromising between the past and the future in technology, is that we have animators that, older animators that all their lives have been animating with a pencil and paper. And one picture after another, a little bit different, and that's how you create animation. And now, these people are using mice to do their job, computer mice.Not the guys running around wheels, but the computer mice, to do the same job. And the mouse becomes, or the cursor becomes the tip of the pencil. And it's interesting that just like, for example, in the 20th century, when automobiles were established, it was a big thing and people were trying to learn how to do them. We grew up with automobiles, it's no big deal. We know how to drive them before we get behind the wheel. And kids coming up in school now draw pictures without ever using a pencil. They start using a mouse.So moving that cursor around is a very natural thing for him, those kids. Ironically, draftsmen, people that have learned to draw with a pencil, are much quicker, even when they switch over to a mouse, at getting a much higher quality of a picture than someone that's just learned from their childhood using a mouse. So the experience of drafting is something that is, we can't compromise on.
So, like, for those that do the drawing and animations,From what I'm hearing, you're still going to need them to do that. It's not all going to be going digital per se. What would be the best thing for somebody who's interested in getting into that field? What would be the best thing for them to concentrate on?
今の話のように、もし、まだ、手書きの経験のある人の方がいいなら、アニメーターになろうとする人は今一番先に考えるところなんでしょう。
絵を描くことです。数とか量を描くことですね。
もう人に負けられない数です。Drawing more pictures than anyone else you know or can imagine. So really experiencing a lot.
あと観察する。
And really paying attention to looking at things and seeing things. Seeing what and being clear about what you're seeing and how you want to draw.
How much time goes through the production of each episode?
これが一つに何時に時間と
20分作るのどれくらいかかったかな
何時の時間
何時の時間って
何時の時間
人と時間ですか
量をかけて
それは難しいですね大体、3D スタッフだけ言うと大体、10人から15人で大体2週間から3週間ですね
The 3D staff is 10 or 15 people for 2 or 3 weeks. That's all we're doing.
2D のアニメーターも大体10人ぐらいで1ヶ月ぐらいですね。
And the 2-dimensional animators is about 10 people and they're working for a full month to create that 20-minute clip. So you're basically getting somewhere between 20 and 25 people working about a month.
How did you enjoy working with Clamp, and then what would be your favorite film you've produced with projection? It's a production IG.
Do you mind? Do you mind if we move that afterwards? Because we're sure. Actually going to show some of that.
Okay.
Don't pull that up.
I'd like to know how much the 2D animation is reused from episode to episode, like close-ups of face shots, or is it all 100% manufactured for each episode?
Is the episode all reused? My current episode, series of animals have been running in my...
3D はやっぱりその 2D と違って一つ作ったデータが残るんですね。データが蓄積として通級でできる。それはすごくいいですよね。 2D だとやっぱり一回書いたものをそれ真っ赤新しく書かなきゃいけないんで、手間がやっぱり 3D のは前の過去に蓄積としてどんどん積み重なってきて、それが財産になる。
I'm interestingly that 3D stuff, because it's all absolutely digital, is able to be recycled, reused, and the more we create, the more we have this huge pool, this huge backlog of stuff we can access, an archive of material that's easily accessible. In contrast to that, when your two-dimensional animator is working on human expressions, it's something that has to be done from zero every time, so that is recreated every time.
What do you think about international cross-studio collaborations such as the Animatrix thing? Do you think more of those kind of projects will happen?
これも含めて話変えた方がいいと思う。もうこれは全部 IGPX 話じゃないんだ。これからの話はじゃあ違う話含めて話す。
So, now that we're getting to the point where the questions are getting quite a bit beyond IGPX that Amy just saw, let's open this up and he'd like to start touching on the things of his more formalized lecture and we'll cover on all these things. He finally me to let him say what he wants to say.
こんばんは。I am so excited to be here. I love American culture, American ladies, and American food, but I need chopstick to eat. Also, American baseball, the Colorado Rockies could use some Japanese player. I'd like to speak Japanese. Thank you.
アメリカの食べ物もアメリカの女性も。あ、ごめん。あ、ごめん。
そうですね。その今からさっき彼が言ったようにですね。じゃあマトリックス、
ロシアスキーマトリックスというコラボレーション的な話。
いや、違いますね。じゃあもう一回、IG、今話、by the way、それで、1995年に、ゴースインジャーセルが、IG が制作したものがそこから10年経ってね IG がどうなってきたということをこれから話したい。
I'd like to spend a little bit of time now looking back at the 10 years since when the first movie Ghost in the Cell came out to the present where production IG is now、
で、Ghost in the Cell の時にはまだセカンドコントラクトだったんでそのプロダクションとして IG というよりももう下請け的なプロダクション IG だった。
When we made Ghost in the Cell 10 years ago, we were actually just a subcontracting production company. It wasn't our production. We were contracted out to do it.
ただですね、やっぱりそのセカンドコントラクトだって今日本のアニメーションっていうのは実際セカンドコントラクト下請けが実際現場で作ってるのでやっぱりどこが作ってるお金を出した会社かっていうとやっぱり作った会社が大事だっていうことをまずアメリカの方がそれを気がついたんですね。
Interestingly, in Japan still, most animation companies are in the position of being a subcontractor. Someone else has the money, someone else pays for them to do a job, and then someone else takes the credit for the job. And it's interesting that it was Americans, producers in the US, who realized that this could all be done under one roof and more effectively.
James Cameron という監督がそのゴーストインザシェルを見てですねやっぱりそのアニメーターの技術がすごいということでその5人のアニメーターをハリウッドにビジネスクラスに招待したんです。
And in 1996 James Cameron was in the process of producing the blockbuster Titanic became aware of the phenomenal talent of the animators in the animation business in Japan and invited five of the top animators to come and look at what he was doing and see if he couldn't work with them. He had them flown over first class or business class and then met them at Los Angeles International Airport in a big black limousine.
私としてはですね、やっぱりキャメロンと一緒に仕事できるのはすごい光栄だと思って、ぜひ5人の優秀な5人のアニメーターを、アメリカに送りました。
And I was very excited to be able to be working with Cameron, so, and as in my role as a producer, I was honored to send five of my top animators to meet with him and see what could be figured out.
まず5人のアニメーターロサンゼルス空港に着いたらですね黒いリムジンがですね迎えに来てたんですね。それはサングラスをかけたそのダブルスーツを着たね大きい男性のねボディーガードの服です。それでまずみんな驚いた。
So when they came out of Los Angeles International Airport、after this trip over the、Pacific, and if any have done that, you know that you're pretty much physically and mentally toast when you fly from Japan to the west coast of the USYou had a night that lasted about 3 hours, and now it's noon and time to wake up. But it's not like that in your body. So they come out of the airport and they see this black stretch limousine with these huge bodyguards, sunglasses, double-breasted tuxedos, the whole works, and they're kind of shocked, wondering what they're getting into.
2番目が驚いたんですね。今度みんなお腹空いてるからコンビニ、セブンイレブンってコンビニに連れてくれてコンビニ行ったんですね。でコンビニに、着いたらですねまずそのアメリカのなんか小じきってやつですけど小じきの人がお金を恵みに来たんですね。開けた途端にですねこの5人が出てきてですね、この5人の服装がですねみんなアニメーター含め私も着てきてみんなもうボロボロ着てたんですね。それで小じきの服の方が良かったんで小じきはまず今度はびっくりしたと思います。
So, having arrived, gone through customs, and all of a sudden realized that they forgot to eat breakfast, and now they're kind of hungry because it's getting into the afternoon, and so they had this stretch limo take them to a 7-Eleven. So it pulls up to the stretch limo, 7-Eleven, and there's some, I'm not sure what you would call them, vague people, homeless, or maybe panhandlers, in the parking lot, and they see this stretch limo pull up, and they think, oh, here's a chance.They go up to the stretch limo and out pop three guys that look worse dressed than I have, and they've been awake for the last 24 hours, and they look like it. And the homeless people were shocked that they were dressed better than the guys that got out of the limo.
3つ目に驚いたんですね。今度その、ジェームズ・キャメロンのスタジオ、それのスタジオっていうのはデジタルドメインっていうね、3D スタジオで、そのデジタルドメインですね、シュラーツネガーとリンダ・ハミルトンも迎えてくれた。それもスタッフが驚いてます。
So, James Cameron runs Digital Domain, a big company, and the third shocking thing for these five animators on their trip to see the new world was they were met by not just James Cameron, the president of the company, but also Linda Hamilton and none other than Arnold Schwarzenegger. He wasn't the governor yet.
で、これからの話はですね、秘密保持のサインをしてるので、詳しいことに対しては話せません。
And actually, I've already signed a contract to preserve the confidentiality of that meeting. So some of the stuff, I can't tell you everything, but I'll tell you what I can.
ただですね、そのデジタルドメインの、社長でですね、スコット・ロスっていうのがいるんですけども、そのスコット・ロスがですね、皆さんに、ね、5人のアニメーターが来てほしいのこういう口説き文句を言ったんですね。
So this Mr. Scott Ross, who's the CEO of Digital Domain, had these five animators come, and this is how he convinced them to come to see.
その野球をやるならやっぱメジャーリーグ、アメリカに来るだろう。
If you're going to do baseball, you want to play in the major leagues in the U.S.
映画をやるならやっぱりハリウッドに来るだろう、目指すべきだろう。
And if you're going to do movies, you want to be in Hollywood.
で、5人のアニメーターが日本に帰ってきてですね、結果的には IG でみんな働くことになる。
Interestingly, those five animators, after having this meeting, went back to Japan and are still working at IG.
で、さっき言ったようにハリウッド、スコット・ロスが言った映画をするならハリウッドだろうって言ったセリフがあるけども、ハリウッドっていうのは僕世界中に作るところがハリウッドだと思うんです。そのやっぱりディストリビューションをするところがまたハリウッドであるかもしれない。世界に対して作っててすごい映画を作る場所はアメリカに来なくても日本でもハリウッドあるんだよっていうことを 少しはこれで、証明できたんじゃないかな。
So, while I'm still aware of Scott Ross's words that if you're going to do movies, you've got to be in Hollywood, now, in an era like now, where everything is moving around so quickly digitally, wherever you may see that movie, that becomes your Hollywood. And wherever you produce that movie, that becomes your Hollywood. And hopefully, through this IGPX series, I'm able to show a little bit of that idea to someone who lives in Hollywood and seems to still think it's the center of the universe.
今度の2つ目ね、パレットの話だから、2001年、まあ1年に、今度はクエンティン・タランティーノがですね、今度はプロダクション IG のスタジオにほとんどアポなしで来たっていうね、国務地に来たんですね、東京に。
And now I'd like to move a little farther down on the road of history to the year 2001, when the famous actor and more famous movie director Quentin Tarantino showed up at Production IG's production studios in Kokubunji City on the western side of Tokyo without an appointment or anything. He just showed up.
それはですね、やっぱキルビルっていうですね、映画を作るのに、やっぱりアニメカードはどうしても、プロダクション IG に作ってほしいんだと。なんで作ってほしいかって言ったら、ゴースト・イン・ザ・セルっていうのと、ブラッド・ザ・ラスト・ヴァンパイアって、オオカミの、高校生の女性の、まあ、そこの映画をこの2つにどうしても IG に作ってほしい、直接来たんです。
Why he did that is explained by his having seen first Ghost in the Cell and then Blood, the Last Vampire?、
Yeah.
Two animations that Production IG had produced, and Tarantino, movie fanatic that he is, directing movie fanatic that he is, wanted to use that idea, wanted to use IG's anime in Kill Bill. So he decided to come to Japan and make sure he could do that.
ただですね、あまりにも突然に来たので、会社をこういろいろ回ってね、いろいろこうスタッフもずっと回ったんですけども、タランティーノだと誰も気づかなかったの。
But he didn't make an appointment with anyone. He just showed up all of a sudden, and I, Ishikawa, wasn't there that day. Didn't make an appointment. So he's walking around the studios of Production IG, looking around at things, and people are kind of looking around at him saying, well, what's this all about?
Tarantino は、やっぱり、ね、似てる人間がいるなとみんな思ったらしいけども実際分かんなくてただそこにですねその自分のアニメーションをどうしてもこう作ってほしいっていうことを3時間ぐらい喋ってたんですね
So my employees not having ever met Quentin Tarantino personally before thought maybe this is the double There's no way Tarantino's going to show up and walk around here So it was kind of weird But then he sat down for 3 hours talked about how he wanted to use animation created by Production IG in his movie Kill Bill
でプロダクションの IG のね、はい、石川の返事は、そうなんですね、作れません。
And my simple answer was, sorry, but can't do it.、
うん、やっぱりその時はそのイノセンスっていうか、ゴーストインジャーセール2っていうのと、スタンダードコンプレックステレビシリーズがちょうど一緒に作ってたんで、やっぱり忙しくて、とても他の作品を入れられなかったんですね。
So as the CEO and head producer of my company, we're in the middle of making the second Ghost in the Cell, Innocence.And also stand alone. We don't have, this is a television series of the same thing, the Ghost in the Cell series. There was just no time in my schedule, in my employee's schedule, to fit in another animation project. So I just told him, sorry, too busy.
でも、タランティーノ辞書にはですね、断られるっていう言葉はないらしいんですね。
Apparently though, in Tarantino's vocabulary, there's not the word that no means no.
何度でもですね、この脚本を修正校二校さんこと送ってきて、もうその脚本の中身がですね、すごく面白かったんですね。
So time after time he sends me the first draft, the second draft, the third draft of the scenarios for Kill Bill, and every time one comes, they're getting more and more interesting.
それを見てですね、これだったら作りたいと思ってですね、本当に大変のスケジュールの中にですね、タランティーノの作品を作りました。
And I finally, seeing this, was convinced that this is something that's, even though we're really busy, it's something we should probably do. So I just said, you know, sorry guys, you're going to get even busier and we're going to do this. And I told him I would do it.
タランティーノは、じゃあどんなディレクターだったかっていうと、やっぱりそれは一言ですね。やっぱり付き合ってみて本当に分かったの。本当にクレイジーだってことは。
And if you want to know what kind of a director Tarantino is, I dealt with him, and I can tell you in one word. crazy.
ね、タランティーノはクレイジー。じゃあ次にですね、今度は、イノセンスというゴースト・イン・ザ・セル2の、オシーマムの監督の最新作をですね、ここでですね、皆さんのトレーラーをお見せしたいと思います。
And now I'd like to show you the trailer for the second of the theater movie, Ghost in the Cell, called Innocence.
Just can you tell me? Okay, this is your turn. I'll make sure to tell him later.
Came out 2 years ago, and it's directed by Mamoru Oshii. Setting up right now, quick flash over
there. この映画一つというと、トランティーノが、キチガイだと思ったけど、この映画を予告見てもらえば、その後答えるとか、オシー・マムロはどうだったかというのも答えます。
So I'd like you to, as I said, I believe that Tarantino as a director is insane. And after we take a look at this, I'd like to, in the context of that, say a few words about the director of this one, Mr. Mamoru Oshii.
じゃあ、これいいです。
君、そばで。いい景色だ。
いけばいい勝てる
私もですね、このタチクシレスネンの映画を最初にゼロモンって言うんですけど、見たときにですね、もうこれでアニメプロデューサーの生命終わったと思いましたね。タチクシレスネン、一回見たとき。
The first time I saw this movie, I thought, well, this is probably the end of my life as an animation guy.
で、タランティーノはクレイジーだと思ったけど、今頃はるかにクレイジーだと思ったね。
So, well, as I said, I thought Tarantino is crazy. Mamoru Oshii is way more crazy than that.
そうで、最初見た時はアニメーションプロデューサーも終わりだと思って、2回目見たらですね、あれ？あ、これ結構いけるかもしれないと思ったね。
But then I saw it, as I said, the first time I saw it, I was just convinced that as an animation producer, my life was done. Second time I saw it, I thought, well, there might be something there.
And 3回見ると、これはいけると思った。
And on seeing the third time, I thought, you know something? This is going to fly.
うん。で、私が3回見ていけると思ったので、皆さん10回見てほしいね。
And so it took me 3 times to be convinced, from my standpoint, that this will work as animation. So I'm sure it'll take you guys a little more than that, so I encourage each of you to see it at least 10 times. So for the second in the series, Ghost in the Shell, Innocence, we expended a huge amount of financial resources. We spent a lot of money to make that film. So from the producer's standpoint, for this film, 2 years after Ghost in the Shell 2, Innocence, we decided that for this Hachiguishi Retsuden, Hachigui you all know, right? Fast food, Japanese fast food. So fast that you don't even sit down to eat it. It's called standing fast food. And this is biographies of standing fast fooders would be in this translation. But for this, my first consideration that I made clear to Oshii, my director, is that I wanted to spend as little money as possible on this film. And you may have noticed that the technique we're using in this is, it's you might be able to call it animation, and you might not be able to call it animation. It's kind of like you took animation and real film movie with real actors, put them together and then mixed it up and took half of that.
出演者っていうのはですね、デジタルカメラでこう一つ一つの止めの絵をこう、ことことことって全体で何万ショットまで撮ってるんですね。
For each of the characters in this film, we took a variety of digital shots of each of them. A total of 30,000 shots per person.
それを3Dの デジタル上で動かすものすごいそれは大変な後の作業になってますね。
And then incorporate that into computers and the post-production process, move those around, expending a huge amount of computer energy and human time to develop the images that you will see in this movie.
その作業は大学の生徒さんがやってもらいます。And
it's way too expensive to be able to pay a lot of people to do that, so we had college students do it.
出演者は…
Oh, just a moment, you know you're talking to college students.
いや、今、大丈夫。あの、いや、大丈夫。あ、いや、それで出演者はですね、そのキャラクターはやっぱりそのアニメ業界すごい日本で有名な人たちが全部出てるんですね。And
interestingly, so the students are doing the post-production work, the many hours of digital work, and the animators and people who are very famous in the world of animation are the actors.
例えば、そのマクロスの
For example, the director of Robot, Kawamori. Or Higuchi Shinji, who did Lorelei or Evangelion. Mr. Suzuki from Studio Ghibli, from the Ghibli Studio. He's one of the actors
in the Terasawa.
Or the very famous illustrator in Japan, Terasawa.
それとか、まあ、その日本のその SF 作家でいろんな有名な人もみんな出てるんですけども、 条件はこの映画に対して出演ギャラがゼロで宣伝するっていうのが条件なんです。And
in this very unique situation where we're having students do it for the honor and the experience of the post-production work, all these actors, these famous people lending us their faces to be play roles in this movie, the conditions of their contract are that they won't be paid and they're obligated to advertise the film. So we were able to reduce the marketing budget for this film to zero.
もしもですね、そのみんな売れっ子なのね、雑誌とかテレビに必ず立ち食いのことを言わないと、監督がエディティング、編集で、そのシーンをカットしたっていう。And
these guys are all famous guys, really famous guys. And if we find that they're not advertising our stuff, the director of the film will just go into the editing room and cut their scenes.
この作品はですね、まず失敗がないというのが大前提です。
So at the very least, I can say that this production will be well advertised and it will be financially secure.
もう一つイノセンスのことを話すと、イノセンスはですね、技術的にはものすごい大変なことをやってるんです。それはどうして大変かっていうと、 3D をものすごく使ってるんですけど、その 3D を使ったように見せないような技術にものすごい力を入れてるんですね。
And in Innocence, Ghost in the Shell 2, the movie Innocence, we're using a phenomenal amount of 3D technology. And the reason it's really a phenomenal amount is we are not only using 3D technology, but we're expending a lot of energy with it to make it look like it's not 3D technology. We're kind of sneaking up on the audience and trying to keep the fact that it's 3D away from being an obvious thing in the film.
多分イノセンスは10年後にその今作った技術の本当の凄さというか大変さというかね、素晴らしさというのは多分10年後に皆さんに理解していただけるんじゃないかなと思います。
And my feeling is that people won't be able to truly appreciate the level of technology that's being incorporated for Innocence that came out 2 years ago until maybe 10 years from now. It's just too much to be able to even be appreciated by the general audience.
それと、まあ、今度次またテープをビデオを用意していただくんですけど、今度はですね、やっぱりターゲットっていうマーケットなので、女性に受けるような作品をプロダクション ID は作りたいと思ってですね、その日本でクランプっていう女性のすごい有名な漫画家、4人ので描いてる漫画家がいるんですけど、その、クランプの描いた漫画を、去年の夏に映画にしました。それを、これから予告を見ていただきたい。
And one of the next projects we took on was to look at how you know, we've done the whole Ghost in the Shell series, which is a kind of a psycho thriller thing, and then we've done things like I Am IG Immortal Grand Prix, and then the piece you're seeing, you're going to see. But one thing we hadn't done was sort of a woman's perception. There's a Japanese four-person group of women manga writers, cartoon writers, that have been very successful. So last year we opened a roadshow of two of their shows, and the group, this four-woman group, has named themselves Clamp, C-L-A-M-P. Go figure. But anyway, so we took their stories and turned it into a theater movie.
なぜこのクランプの、まあ、これ夏見せてもらったこれはですね、クランプっていうのはもう日本ですごく女性に人気があってですね、すごくこうクランプの講演を聞きたい人がいっぱいいるんですね、4人の漫画家さんの講演。それで、なぜあの立ち食い先生の話なんですか。立ち食い先生のこのさっき大学生にですね、ギャラの代わりに何がしてほしいって言ったら、クランプを講演を呼んでほしいっていうことを言われて、クランプには大学の生徒の前で講演してもらったんですね。それをギャラの代わりしてもらった。
So, so as you may understand, these two stories are converted into movies and was a really big deal in Japan last year. Such a big deal because these writers are so popular with their female readers, just tremendously popular, so that they became so popular that now they're famous as speakers. These four women cartoon writers will line up at a table and do a talk somewhere, phenomenally popular. And doing the standing fast food biographies movie, we had all those college students doing all that for free, started to feel bad about it and said, well, what can I do for you guys? And I said, well, could you get Clamp to come and give us a talk? So that's what I did. It turned out to be their payment.
That's worth it.
まあ、これで少し僕自分のプライベートの話をさせてちょっといただきたいんですけど。
Now I'd like to speak a little bit about my personal life.
ちょうど皆さんの、ね、大学時代は、いや実は僕はその学校で勉強してたというよりも、ほとんど世界中を放浪してたりしたんですね。
When I was a college student, rather than studying in classrooms, I spent most of my time traveling around the world.
それでその僕はその文学がすごい好きだったんですね。文学っていうのは歌舞伎がライブだったら文楽というのは人形芝居ですね。僕はすごいそれに魅力を感じたんですね。
For some reason, when I was a college student, I had a deep appreciation for bunraku, the Japanese puppet theater. Whereas kabuki uses live actors on a stage, the puppet theater has only puppets, and they're manipulated by a puppeteer. Then a voice is added from the side, and music is added from the side, but they're just puppets.
そういう人形劇団の、僕はその劇団員っていうかね。そこで黒子をやってて、で海外公演の時にたまたま僕はまだその技術の未熟だったので、日本でアルバイトをしてなさいって言われて残ってたんですね。3ヶ月ぐらいの公演がロング公演で。
So the group I had become a member of, and I was doing the cover totally in black, and so I was basically the deal is that if you're dressed in black, you're invisible on stage, and I was doing sort of behind the scenes things.So when they went on an international tour for 3 months, I wasn't good enough to get to go on the tour, so they said, well, you just stay home and get a job and earn some money.
それで、ちょうどアルバイトニュース見たときに、アルバイトニュースっていうのはあるかどうかわかんないですけど、アルバイトニュースにタツノコプロダクションって書いてあったんですね。そのアルバイトニュースを見て、タツノコプロダクションというそのスピードレーサーを作ってる会社に入ったんですね。
And so I'm looking for a job since I didn't get to go on this international tour with the group I thought I was a member of. I'm looking for a job, looking through the want ads for any kind of work I can get, and I see something about Tatsunoko Production. Tatsunoko Production is the production company that produced Speed Racer.
そこで自分はそのアシスタントプロデューサーのような仕事をしてたんですね。
So I got a part-time job as an assistant producer.
そこからアシスタントプロデューサーからプロデューサーになって5年働いて、タツノコプロダクションを辞めたんですね。
And from my original job as assistant producer, I became a producer, and 5 years later, I quit that job.
で、その黒子の、まあ、先ほど言った文楽のね、その劇団のところも、やっぱりその仕事が忙しすぎちゃって、アルバイトが忙しすぎちゃって、やっぱり稽古にできなくて、それも僕もクビになっちゃった。
And while I was working so hard at this job I had to earn money, I didn't have time to go and practice being the kuroko, the guy dressed in black in the bunraku theater, so I was cut from that theater group as well.
で、5年経って独立して今のプロダクション IG という会社を設立したんですね。
So then after quitting Tatsunoko Production, I started up Production IG.
で私の母親は必ず一つ子供の頃は言ったことあるね。勉強しなくてもできなくてもいいから会社の社長だけは絶対やってはいけないという教えを言ってた。
So my mother didn't really care too much about what I was doing and all my academic performances, good or bad. I'm sorry to say they were more of the latter. But she did say, whatever you do, I don't care about how you do in school and all that, but I do care. I'm really worried aboutI don't ever want you to become the president of a company.
で、僕もそのおふくろの話は聞いてたんで、その会社を作ってから4年間ぐらいですね、ずっと、黙ってたんですね。なぜバレたかっていうと、おふくろがですね、おふくろがそのタツノプロダクションに自分の息子がいないか電話が来ちゃったんですね。それでバレてしまう。
And so,I felt bad about the fact that I started my own company and having done that was the president of my own company. So for 4 years, I didn't tell my mother. But one day, she called up my previous employer, Cosmo Co-Production, looking for me. And I said, well, he hasn't been here for 4 years.
で、すぐのおふくろからですね、自分の家に電話があってですね、すぐ呼ばれて、家に呼ばれてですね、今からでもいいから会社の社長を辞めなさいって言われたんです。
So my mother called me at home and said, even now, just fine, just now, just quit being the president of your company.
で、1年だけやらせてくれって言われて、今までやってる。1年だけ、1年で辞めるからと。それまでやらせてくれ、1年だけやらせてくれって、今の仕事もね、途中だから、1年になったら辞めるからと言ってですね、気がついたらもう18年間やってる。
So I apologized and said, okay, well, I got a whole bunch of things going on right now, so give me one more year.And I'll quit after 5 years. But here, 18 years later, we're still doing it.
今一番こう皆様に一番恐ろしいのは去年の暮れにですね、12月に IPO に公開しちゃったんですね。ね、これがバレるのが一番怖い。
Some of you may know this, but last year, in December of last year, Production IG, is now and did its IPO and is now listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange. This was the thing I'm most worried about my mother finding out.
で、母親の教えっていうのはこうなんですね。上を見るな、下を見ろっていうんですね。母親ずっと子供が上を見るな、下を見ろっていう母親の教えなんですね。
So if I were to explain why my mother feels so strongly about this kind of thing, my mother's theory about life and how we should go through our lives.Is to make sure we keep a good idea on where our feet are. Don't look up for looking up for the next thing. Make sure you have a solid footing. Make sure you're grounded. That's what she told me all my life.
で、僕はその小学校1年ですね。小学校1年の成績表を母親に見せた時、母親は思ったそうですね。あまりのひどさにですね、それ以来二度と僕の成績表は見たことないんですね。
When I was in first grade, I got my first report card from school, and in Japan you take a report card and you take it home, and the parents, they don't sign it and you take it back, they stamp it, they put on the family stamp, and then you take it back. She saw the first one, got shocked, and said, you know something, I don't care what's on them anymore, just don't show them to me.
でも世の中って不思議でですね、僕本当に学校の成績もですね、勉強もしてなかったですけど、でも今はですね、東京大学で特任教授というかね、それで生徒さんが教えてるんですね。これはおふくろにいても絶対信用してもらえないと思うね。
And it's an ironic thing that I always had terrible grades throughout school, and I never, when I was in college, I was traveling around the world rather than going to class. But now I'm a special lecturer at the most prestigious university in Japan, Tokyo University, and I'm not sure my mother will even believe this.
多分ね、皆さん大学生、今結構日本でもその起業家ってベンチャーって流行ってて、若くして起業家して会社をね、ジャスタックでオープン、公開させて莫大なお金が若く入るのね。それで早くリタイアして、若いうちに人生をね、もう一生懸命させたら30歳でもう35歳でリタイアして、あとは全部遊びたいっていう若者結構いるんです、日本でも。
It's an interesting thing that there are college students in Japan now that are hoping toBe very successful venture capitalists, get listed, nail it all, and by the time they're 30, be able to retire. There are a lot of people like that in Japan now.
僕はそのずっと、母親も知らないけど、こうそのジャスダックに公開するってことは夢でも何でもないんですね。で、目標かっていうと、目標はすごくちっちゃい目標なんです。ジャスダックに公開したなんてことは自分にとってはすごいちっちゃい。それはいくつもある中の一つだけしかないんです。
And so for me, the idea that I got listed, my company got listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange, no big deal. It's certainly not my dream in my professional life to get listed and retire. If anything, getting listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange is simply one step in a long series.Of steps that I've established as the small goals that I'll go through my professional life, achieving one after another to get to some place. And these goals are only achieved in order to then look towards the next goal, rather than to be an end in themselves. And getting listed on the Tokyo Stock Exchange is only one more step in the process of further making possible a dream.
それはその夢は、僕ずっと思って、夢は大きく、目標は小さく。 ていうのがすごい大事だと思います。
And so my philosophy is that it's important to have huge dreams, but in order to reach those dreams or get close to them, you have to have a series of small goals.
その目標っていうのはなぜ小さくするかっていうと、絶対目標ってブレちゃいけないと思うんですね。必ず自分がやりたい夢があったとしたら、その夢に対して、その夢と目標が一緒だと絶対これも失敗するんですね。だからそれ超えなくて、大体諦めちゃうんですね。だから夢とは大きく、目標を小さくして、その小さい目標を必ずぶれないで決めたら、達成するまで次から次へとこの目標を積み重ねていくんですね。そうすると、最初思った大きく絶対手が届かなかった夢がですね、近づくんですね。
And my feeling is that having a big dream is important. But if you set your goal and that dream in the same place, you're never going to get there. It's just too hard to do it all at once. The thing you have to do is set a bunch of small goals, and there's one more caveat I have to add here. You have to be committed to those goals. You can't decide, ah, it's too hard. If you did that, then obviously either the goal wasn't small enough or you needed a little more commitment. But through a series of small goals that you commit yourself to and keep going, you'll get to a high enough place. You'll be able to raise yourself high enough that then that big dream out there isn't all that high anymore.
そういう面で、それで夢っていうのは近づいてですね、もう手が届きそうになると、また新しい、また大きな夢ってまた見えてくるんですね。僕、それはすごく大事じゃないかなって。人生って僕、そういうもんだなって僕は常に感じてる。
And you get through these goals, you get this close to this little dream here.And for the first time, it's almost where you can reach it, but you don't have to. Then you can grow this dream bigger because you've already gotten this far. And this process, I think, is one of the things that makes my life beautiful and exciting. And I think it's an important part of everyone, it should be an important part of everyone's life.
で、まあ、今までずっと話して、やっぱりおふくろの話なんでって、やっぱりおふくろっていうのは、その必ずやっぱり自慢をするなっていうね。絶対自慢をするなって。それはちょっと日本の持ってる奥ゆかしさの文化だと思ってるんですね。これはすごい僕は日本人の持ってる奥ゆかしさってのはすごい大事なことなので、これは今後大切にしていきたいと思います。
And it's true that in Japan they say, oh, don't boast about your family, don't boast about how great your mother is and stuff like that. In Japan, the sense of humility, of being humble, is very important. And I think that's a very important thing.、
うんそれではね、まあ、いろいろ話しましたけど、この質問のコーナーに入って答えたら。
So having said a whole bunch of stuff in sort of a one direction from me to you, now I'd like to encourage you to say anything you would like to me or ask any question you would like of me.
In the 19 years since you started Production IG with your partner Takayuki Goto, I believe he's a character designer, and you do most of the other, you know, the production work. How has your relationship with him evolved over that period of time?
やっぱりそのプロデューサーとクリエイターっていうのは、僕はそのバランスよく別々の方がいいと思うんですね。それで、ただそのクリエイターっていうのは、そのやっぱり自分以上のクリエイティブ高い人間っていうなかなか入れたがらないですね。そういう面では石川がプロデューサーと社長やってるわけで、後藤はキャラクターデザインいるけど、次から次へと新しい力のある人間を入れて新しい作品を作れるんですね。だからプロデューサーとクリエイターっていうのはこう別々に分かれてた方がいいって言いたいんです。
My feeling is that the producer, which is my role as the president of the company, and the creators, the animators or various designers, are it's a different, separate role, the artist and the producer. And they need to be separate because if you have a creator at the top, that creator will be pretty worried about hiring any other creator that might challenge him. On the other hand, I can hire anyone I want, put them all together and let them work on something, and because they're working together, they can work on something much greater than they could if they were individually working. So I do believe it's important to separate the function of production and the function of creation.
ありがとう。
How is the competition considering that there are hundreds and hundreds of anime
characters
out there? How do you stay afloat?
たくさんのアニメのタイトルが出てるけども、その競争の中にどうやってプロダクション ID は生き続けていられるでしょうか。
やっぱり一番大事なのはその作品を作る上でのモチベーションっていうのを大事にしてるんですね。やっぱり 工場としてただ単純作業として工場として生産するんじゃなくて、やっぱりこの気持ちっていうのはね、アグレッシブなモチベーションを持って作品を作る作品を作り続けてるんですよ。だからそれが多分続き続けてるんじゃないかなと。
Piece after another is not going to lead to much. The important thing is to have everyone you're working with be motivated. Motivation is the source of good production. And that's something that's been a central philosophy in all my work, and I think that's one reason we're able to keep going as we are.
ただ、やっぱりコマーシャルフィルムとかですね、やっぱりモチベーションのは大変なのかな、ね、モチベーションなかなかやりたいしたわけで強制的にしまう。そういう場合はお金で、お金を払うことで、お互いの関係を保ちます。
But interestingly, as you may imagine, not all work is so fun that we can just survive on motivation alone. Sometimes it's not so fun if you're doing some grunt work. And in cases like that, I try to make sure that that grunt work is financially paid for well. Yes?
Why do you think budget productions like Final Fantasy and Spirits Within have failed in the United States? Do you think at any point in time in the future there will be something
その度のビッグプロダクションはアメリカでそう成功してないの。なぜでしょう。
どういうことですか。成功してない。
あ、アメリカでは大成功してないですね。
ああ、なるほど。
ファンタジーとか。
ああ、なるほどね。ファイナルファンタジーが成功か失敗かといったら失敗なんですけど、ファイナルファンタジーとゲームの中のノウハウがその映画でやった失敗が全部生かされてるんですね。そういうふうに、その何でもそうなんですけど、ファイナルファンタジーはそれはちょっと長くなっちゃうけど、ファイナルファンタジーは映画としては大失敗ですね。これみんなが失敗すると思ってやっぱり失敗したんですね。でもその技術とかそのノウハウはそのゲームに作ることで、ファイナルファンタジー今11とか12、13とかどんどん作れる。それでそのものすごい失敗したお金はそれでゲームで返してるとまあギブアンドテイクの関係なのがまず一つですね。
また説明通すな。
そうですね。
As、you may know, Final Fantasy, and this is、understood in Japan as well, was kind of a flop as a movie. But in the process of making that, they got a whole bunch of know-how that enabled them to produce a really good and popular and very successful game. And now we're going through the 12th, 13th generation of this game. So actually, it has been a success, and there's a give and take there, or the sense of making an investment in one place, producing this big movie, to get a payback somewhere else. And that's one point.
Final Fantasy, entertainment business, is very clear. Final Fantasy, the game is continuing to be made, but it's not true.ファイナルファンタジー2の映画を作ることは絶対にありえないということですね。
So as you can imagine, and this is a good example of how there's one series after another of the game version coming out, but there's never going to be a theater version of Final Fantasy 2.
そういう面ではそのプロダクションの IT としてはその継続的に映画を毎年1本ずつ作ってるって、やっぱり継続的に作れるっていうのがすごく大事だってことは言いたいんで、その継続的に作った先には必ず成功っていう作品が私は来るとそう信じてる。
And Production IG is basically consistently producing one big movie a year, and not every movie is guaranteed to be successful right then and there, and where success will come is hard to know, but I have a strong belief that by producing one good big movie every year, we're going to have a variety of different successes down the road, and that's why we continue to do that.
Japanese animation is now influencing American animators. I'm thinking of Samurai Jack series.
Samurai Jack, I know.
Could you say whether or not the classic American animation from Warner Brothers and Disney in the 40s and 50s influenced Japanese animators?
サムライジャックみたいに影響が日本からアメリカに来てるけども、逆にワーナーブラザーズの40、50年代のディズニーとかディズニーとワーナーブラザーズとかの映画が日本に影響を及ぼしたでしょうか。
ですね、やっぱりディズニーの作ったクラシックのアニメーションってものすごいアニメーター技術が高いんですね。あの技術の高さって今のアニメーターみんな尊敬してますよね、日本のアニメーター。
First, I'd like to say that, as you may know, the techniques involved in Disney's classical animation are really, really high technical quality. And it's a level of technical quality that is still deeply respected by animators in Japan.
ただ今ディズニーの映画が面白いかって言ったら、まあ作ってる現場の人たちはディズニーの映画をなかなかもう見なくなるんですね。まあどちらかというとピクサーの方の映画の方が好きな人間が今多い。
But technology, be it as it may, the question is, well, are they interesting enough that people are watching them? No. Now animators are watching things that are being produced by, say, Pixar or DreamWorks.
In 2003, you gave an interview to the magazine New Type, in which you said you were concerned that so many anime series were coming out all at the same time that you were worried that the overall level of quality was going to decline. Now it's 3 years later. Is that still your view, or what do you think about that now?
My impression is that while the quality may have been lowered some, chances for people to do things have increased dramatically.
Would manga have greater influence on the young people in Japan today than father?
親から子に対する影響については、母親と父親とどちらが強いでしょうか。
母親ですね。あ、母親だと思って。
Mothers. No mothers.
私も10歳と17歳の娘が2人いますけど、もう母親にはかなわないと思いますね。
I actually have two daughters, 17 and 10. There's no way I can influence them more than their mother.
Where do you make the pictures? Do you make the pictures in Japan or outsource in China, Hong Kong, Taiwan?
In Japan, できるだけ自分の会社ができるだけインハウス。日本で作るっていうのは IG の今特徴ですね。
Production IG is actually quite unique. Not only do they just make them in Japan, they make them within their own company in Tokyo. And that's a fairly unique situation.
Do you see outsourcing in Korea getting bigger? And other companies besides?
今後 outsource は日本のアニメーターの中では増えるでしょうか。
プロダクション IG は特殊なんですね。国内で作る、IG ってのはそのほぼ正確なこうアナログだから逆をいくんですね。ほとんどアウトソーシングで作るんですね。アウトソーシングで作ってる、それは主流なんですね。それは今は韓国よりもフィリピン、中国っていうどんどん変わってるぐらいアウトソーシングは進んでるんですね。でもそう世の中が進めば進むほどうちはインハウスで作ろうと思う会社なんで、うちはスタンダードじゃないってこと言ったんですね。
First of all, I should explain that it's part of my personality, it's been reflected in the direction of my company, that I basically do whatever other people don't do. If everyone turns right, I turn left. Everyone looks up, I look down. It's just the way I am. So while the trend, a very solid trend in Japanese animation, is to outsource it to not just Korea, but to the Philippines, to China, I think that will keep growing. If anything, Production IG is doing just the opposite. And as I said, we're not even outsourcing within Japan, we're doing it within our own company.
What does IG mean? What's more,
IG is an abbreviation for two Japanese words, Itsumo and Genki. Itsumo means always, and Genki means happy and healthy. Itsumo Genki. You should ask one more question. You should ask, is that true?
I thought it had something to do with Chinese timekeeping.
Maybe it had to do with it.
まあ、最初の名前は石川とさっき言った後藤というキャラで、その名前で付けたんですね。でも、今は、まあ、石川とファミリーメンバーです。
In reality, when we first started the company 18 years ago, it was my own name, Ishikawa, and my collaborator, an artist's collaborator's name, Mr. Goto. So it was I-N-G, I-G, the two initials of our last names. And now I'm the sole president of the company, but we still kept the name I-G. But he is happy to say it means Izumo Genki. Back.
Yeah, with Kill Bill working with Quincy Tarantino and working with James Cameron on certain things on the Cartoon Network with IPGX, do you foresee any future projects collaborating with American companies, or do you foresee the stays just in Japan, or do you see the continual collaboration across the
collaboration について。
あのね、多分ジェームス・キャメロン、ウシャスキ兄弟、クエンティン・タランティーノっていう、まあ、皆さん知ってる監督、それよりもっと有名な監督とコラボレーションをするかもしれないです。しないかもしれない。
Well, for example, the Matrix の二人
は何？ウシャスキ。
ウシャスキ brothers of the Matrix, or Quentin Tarantino, or James Cameron. These are names that some of you know, some of you might not know. And there are some directors' names that are bigger than that that you probably know. And I may be collaborating with them in the future, but I may not.
言いたいんですけど、なんかここで今日録音されてるんで、これネットに入っちゃうとまずいって言えない。
There's some things I really would like to tell you today, but there's a lot of digital recording equipment that's turned on in the front of the hall here. If that gets onto the net tonight, that's not a good thing. So something I just can't say.
As your company gets bigger and expands, are you going to eventually try to get into publishing your own stuff as opposed to like Bandai and like the licensing of people, or are you just going to be like, or just a bigger production company and still let other people publish your titles? Mm-hmm.
い
やあのね、プロダクション ID って僕はその B2B を目指してね、ビジネスとビジネスっていう、本当は B2C っていうカスタムなんで、本当はあれ作ってるから自分たちは本当はこうお客さんがいてね、作って本当はこの B2C をつなげば一番商売的なビジネス的に大きくなるってなるんです
よ。 B2C は
カスタムお客さんオリエンテルB2C なんですね、行くんですよ。でも自分の会社は B2B でやって、そのやっぱり作りたいんですね。作ることを専門にしたいんです。売ることに関してはやっぱり強いパートナーを常に作りたいんですね。
At this juncture, in Japan we talk about B2B, from business to business, as opposed to B2C, which would business to customer. And maybe in a perfect world we could produce something and sell it as well to the customer, as opposed to another business that will then distribute it. But right now, I am most attracted to production and creation rather than to the selling aspect of it. So I'm okay with distributing through distributors either in Japan or in the US.
Innocence っていう作品を海外のディストリビューションするときに、DreamWorks という会社に、アメリカをディストリビューションするための契約 ID と取りましたんですね。
For Innocence, the second of the Ghost in the Shell movies, we tied up with DreamWorks for distribution in the U.S.
So, in Japan, we had a production ID with Disney for distribution contract.
And interestingly, in Japan, for distributing the same movie, we tied up with Disney.
So, that was Disney's lawyer, also DreamWorks' lawyer, also. ドリームワークスとディズニーがいつかどんだけ仲が悪いのか知らないのかって言われたんですね。
And interestingly, from both of those companies' lawyers, I, Ishikawa, was told from both of them at different times, Mr. Ishikawa, do you have any idea the poor relationship between the two companies?
で、しかも言ったのは、そのディストリビューションとしてね、日本で言ったらディズニーが一番大きいと思ってるし、アメリカではドリームワークスはこの作品を売るのが一番大きいと思う。だから強いところと組むんだ。だからそれでこのビジネスが成立した。常にそういう考えでやってます。
And my response to that was, that's not a problem with me. You can have that problem. My point is that in Japan, Disney is the perfect distributor for this film. It's the biggest. And for distributing this film in the US, DreamWorks had the strongest potential. So I went with the two best ones. And that's what I'll choose to do whenever I look for a distributor. セロンコンプレックスはコミュニティによって作られること、あの個人ではなく、
複数の。そうですね。
なぜでしょう。
まあ、スタンドアロンコンプレックスって、まあ、タイトルの通りなんですね。いろんなことをこうくっつけることで一つにしてるっていうのがスタンダードコンプレックスなんですけど、スタンダードコンプレックスを作ろうと思ったのは、その科学の世界ってあるんですね。科学のその世界とアニメーションってフェイクなんですね。フェイクなんです、すごく偽物なんですね。その科学とフェイクの世界をくっつけて真ん中の世界を作りたかったのがスタンダードコンプレックスなんです。
First of all, I should explain that, interestingly, standalone complex. The very title talks about, sounds like one person, but we got a whole bunch of people creating it. And for standalone complex, the aim of that, the central aim of the creation of it is putting science, a very concrete thing, together with animation, a very abstract thing, a very imaginary thing. And sort of going in the middle of those, and to do that, we use a committee.
How large of a crowd do you draw when you speak at Tokyo University, and are there any differences between speaking here in Boulder compared to what?
東大で講義するときに何人ぐらいが聴衆？
あのですね。まああの結構東大の中でもあそこなんですね。集めないと試験があるんですね。やっぱり受けるのが講義って意外にこう大変なんですよ。講義受けるのやっぱりまず英語は喋らなきゃいけないんですね。それで、うん、英語を喋るだけど、まあいいです、それでね、はい、やめてます。それで東大の中で選ばれる20人は東大の中で、20人は社会人から選ばれるんですね。それは NHK にやったとかテレビ局とか映画会社とか、その一般な人のところから20人選べて、東大生は20人しか選ばない、すごいバランス高いんですね。それで普段今テレビ局とか監督やってる人、プロデューサーを今フリーでやってる人が試験をして、その中で試験合格した人が40人の枠で、2年間こう授業として受けられるんですね、卒業できるんです。
それは一つのカリキュラム、
カリキュラムですね、
一つの講義が、
講義ですね、カリキュラム年間の。
Well, I should have told that one, didn't
you?
Well, I guess the big point here is that it's not just one class, it's more like a whole curriculum set up. It's a two-year course. And 20 students from Todai,they've gotten into Todai, Tokyo University. And that also already, that's basically one person in 10 applicants, and when 20 applicants gets in, it's not easy, maybe even worse than that. And then within that, only 20 students get to take this course. So once they've gotten in, they still have to take a test to take this two-year course. And 20 students from Todai, and then 20 people from the public domain working in, say, Japan National Television Corporation or private television companies, they also accept 20 people work in the public domain for a total of 40 students for this course. So it's pretty high competition, and it's not like a one-shot talk.
まあ、東大生が全部言ったとしたら、まあ、学生みたいな。あの、全部質問っていうのは一つ一つしないで、全員10人だと10人、全部10人ずつ喋る。質問全部1回受けるんですね。1回ずつ答えるんです。まず10人が全部質問をこちらにしてもらうんですね。
And in this course, for example, we're doing a question and answer thing here. What about you? We're doing a question and answer thing here, and basically answering your questions. In my course in Tokyo, at Tokyo University, we have all the students ask a question. And then I decide which one I want to answer.
前回10人の質問してですね、その中で答えたい質問だけ答えればいいんです
ね。I'm sorry, I mistranslated. So I answer the ones I want to answer.
で10人の質問が難しすぎて僕一つも答えられなかったんですよ、この前。
And there was one time recently where I got 10 questions. They were all too hard for me. I couldn't answer them.
あ、それは冗談ですけどね。いや、まあ、でもね、やっぱりその、なんて言うかな、僕はなんで東大で学校を教えてるかってヘッドハンティングなんですね。実はヘッドハンティング。
And so, I, honestly, one of the reasons I've accepted this post at Tokyo University, when I'm not a big person on academics, is my past life has shown. For me, it's a way to find good talent.
でうちの会社にはですね、大学でいろいろ大学は結構高い、東大生が一番多いんですね、学歴でいったら。東大生の卒業生が一番働いている人間では一番多いのがうちの会社なんですね。
And interestingly, of all the various employees in my company, the largest single population, if you base it on college graduation, graduates, would be from Tokyo University.
一つ問題が大きな問題なんです。
There's one problem.
で必ずその東大まで卒業させてですね、東大まで行かせて両親がですね、IG に入るって言ったらね、両親がまず最初にその嘆くというかね、まあ両親が一番反対してですね、一番両親が一番こうあの人生で一番こう悪夢の時が来たってぐらいこうがっかりするんですね、IG に来たら。
Without understanding the Japanese education system, it may be hard to appreciate what I'm going to say here, but the parents of these students that go to Tokyo University basically devoted the first 20 years of their lives to that kid getting into Tokyo University. It starts before elementary school, before preschool, and it doesn't stop all the way through. And if you don't get in the first year of apply, you don't go anywhere. You study some more and apply again. So sometimes it could be 25 years before you graduate from college. And then the problem with these guys that come, or girls that come from Tokyo University to production IG is their parents discover they're applying or they got a job at production IG and they wonder, what did I spend the last 25 years for?
でも俺思ってるのはその僕も親の立場で言ったらもうその通りだと思うんですね。
But I can, if I were in the same position as those parents, I can understand their feelings.
でもそれでもですね、自分のやりたいことが将来自分でやりたい仕事が見つかったっていう学生は僕はその素晴らしいと思って第一歩を踏み出した人間はその人間が素晴らしいと僕は思ってます。
On the other hand, I would to them would like to say that I think it's a wonderful thing that their child has found what they really have a passion for and want to do and have taken the first step as into the world of their personal life in a way headed for success
あのきっとですね、両親も自分たちの子供が5年、10年、15年経ったときにきっと、プロダクション IG でアニメーション業界に入ったことは良かったっていうふうにですね、僕はなってくれるんじゃないかなって僕はそういうふうに思ってますね。
And I truly believe that 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 15 years from now, these people who have joined my company will look back and say, you know, I'm glad I did this. I really believe that.
なぜかっていうと、僕が働いているスタッフは世界一優秀なスタッフだと僕は思っているので、その人たちに対して世界に誇れるので、そういう環境で働けることは僕は何よりも素晴らしいと、そう思いますね。
And the reason I can believe that is, I know these people I've hired. I believe these are the best people I could possibly hire anywhere in the world. And with that pride alone, I'm proud to be able to lead them down the road into this world of animation and the whole process of animation production.To be the best company in the world at that. And to end this speech, I'd like to say something to these three guys in the front here.
あのですね、必ずですね、これから先ですね、女性とお金は追いかけちゃいけないということを言ったんですね。
What I want to say is, from here on out in your lives, there are two things you should not try to chase after and get. That is, women and money.
And that's the end of our episode. I hope you enjoyed it, and stay tuned for episode 23 coming out soon.